Welcome to the Technori Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. Today's show is sponsored by Home Chef. Home Chef delivers fresh, pre-portioned ingredients directly to your door with easy-to-follow recipes that fit your lifestyle. Save $100. Use promo code TECHNORI100. I do not know how to cook at all. Like, at all. And Home Chef has been the absolute answer to my life's needs of eating at home. I, like most of you, I work crazy hours. I get home late sometimes, early other times. My wife wants to have food on the table but doesn't want to cook for herself. And I'm not going to ask for it. I'm not going to come home and cook for sure. So we use Home Chef. And you should too. Technori 100. Today's show, super interesting because it's normally a space. This is actually funny. I didn't even say this on the episode, so it'll be notable. I have, whether it was companies pitching on the Startup Showcase events that you may remember from back in the day, all the way to our live radio show, which if you're not listening, shame on you, Saturdays noon to 1 Central Standard Time on WGN Radio, where we actually have founders call in and pitch and you can invest in it. It's pretty cool. I have pretty much exclusively eliminated companies that were selling vitamins or feel good pills, whatever supplemental type of things. It's Mark Cuban on Shark Tank always made jokes about, like, don't pitch me this because I don't like it. I don't like anything about it. This is a company that is in that same space that actually cleans all of that up and gives people a chance to actually be healthy and not be scammed. And that I am in for. Doctors Ariel Levitan and Dr. Rami Block are the co-founders of Vu Vitamin. They're on the show. You're going to hear the interview. It's a good one. Learn a lot. I learned a lot about vitamins and what I'm not doing and deficiencies and things like. Here's a simple little tidbit. When you take vitamins, do you consider what your diet is most consistently? Because I certainly don't. One, I don't know what the hell I eat. Two, I don't think of, was this calcium rich? Was this full of vitamin D, vitamin A? Am I getting too much? Can you OD on vitamin D? Yeah, you can. That's mind-blowing to me. You can. I just think of supplements that are either a scam and it's just a placebo effect, or those that are just like, I don't know where this was sourced. I don't know what the hell's in this. I made a joke, not really a joke, it was true, about my life as a high school and college person taking Ripped Fuel because I thought that was cool. And it was filled with ephedra, and that was like giving people heart attacks, and it's no good, and people actually like literally died from it, and they eliminated it. You wouldn't know. I didn't know as a kid like whether or not this was something I should take or not. So at any rate, learning about what you should take, what you shouldn't take, what ingredients are in vitamins, what vitamins do what for whom, and customizing it in a way that you and only you get a certain set of vitamins based on your needs on a subscription regularly, where all of the vitamins are sourced from the same place, made by doctors, actually approved by the FDA and monitored and continued to be worked with so that you're not getting garbage, is something that I think not only can some people argue they need, but I think it's the future of how most people are going to get what they get. We start the whole show off with how Apple Watch is game changing for how I self-direct my own activity, steps, activity, you know, tracking my heart rate, yada, yada, yada. The Whoop app, for those of you who do that, tracking strain on your body and sleep. Then you start going into recent companies like Livongo and VillageMD that are more of a self-directed approach at fitness, nutrition, your drugs you take, the vitamins you take, all of these things. We're going to need, especially if you want to get into like a really big thing, which we won't, about healthcare, the only way to minimize some of these costs is to give people back control of what they need in life in order to make this thing work. And this is a company that I think Vu Vitamin is a company that will need to play an integral role in between me understanding from a doctor's perspective what I need and what I should be doing and how I'm going to get it, and it being monitored in a way that I don't OD or I don't, you know, I'm not deficient in things. So interesting conversation, to be totally honest. I learned a lot about what I don't do right. And I think you will too. So here's my conversations with the doctors and co-founders of Vu Vitamin. The most logical thing in my head when I start thinking about the future of everything from health on down, Obviously, on the service level, it starts for me like with the Apple Watch and just having this access to like things that you never had before. Mm-hmm. And then that sort of elevates to like a, you know, recent IPO, Livongo, local startups like VillageMD that are sort of giving it, it's like a trend in medicine that is, we'll see if it's good. I mean, obviously for you guys, I think it's probably good. But like if you look in the finance world, self-directed investing is like all of the rage. Everyone wants to have their own control and, mm-hmm. and they want to cut out all the people who are bullshitting them around. Medicine to me and healthcare is like another one of those very similar, like someone's been ripping me off and I don't know why or how. And I feel like we're getting to a point where with the exception of some of the things that really should still be like doctor only, the vast majority of us have the ability, if not now in the very near future, to sort of run a self-directed health. We have apps and things that, and assuming you have medical visits and updates that you're supposed to have, that sort of tell the picture of how we're sleeping, how we're active, how we're not, steps, heart rates, EKG, all this stuff. And then there's obviously medicine. And then there's treatment. And you're starting to see CVS invest very heavily into blood testing and doing same as Walgreens on the side of having non-emergency things being able to be handled by you going into a place. And Livongo giving you entire nutrition catalogs and how-tos to keep yourself healthy. The next logical step is that you guys would provide a way for people to actually get their vitamins, to actually get their supplements, to actually get whatever things that they need to get and manage it in a way that's responsible. Mm-hmm. Is that like, would that be a fair assessment of where things are?
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's an interesting sort of backdrop to look at the founding of our company, because I think, now, first of all, just, you know, we started about 5 years ago doing this when the landscape was a little bit different.
Yeah, very different.
There was not as much, you know, competition in the way.
You had to say a lot to get to the opening pitch, I feel like 5 years ago. Yes. People had like, what are we on?
What do you mean? On the internet?
We're going to do that on the net? What?
A subscription?
Like, right. What if I don't want to put my credit card in there?
Yeah.
But don't worry, they already have it.
But yeah, but I do think that it's actually, the way you phrase your question is incredibly relevant to why we exist, and it speaks to the importance of why we exist at this particular time, because while there is an abundance of information online and easily accessible to people now, I think it's almost an excess and an overabundance. Yeah. And what we're seeing, and this was also part of what prompted us to found the company, is, you know, as physicians who practice traditional medicine and have a really strong background in solid medicine, we're finding there's so much noise out there and there's so many interfering, conflicting viewpoints that people are possibly even more confused than they were before about what they should and shouldn't be taking. And they're getting all of this information coming at them from different directions, and they really don't necessarily know how to interpret it.
I would agree with you. I think it's kind of funny. This is a recent thing, but for the last little while, I think people have recognized with subscriptions that it's confusing at times. You sign up for a bunch of stuff that you may or may not use or whatever the case may be, and then it just creates confusion. But we didn't have words to be like, I feel cluttered. But that's like as far as you could go. It was only in the last year as everyone started cord cutting and cable.
Right.
And they recognized that, like, it's really cable 2.0. Like, we're subscribing to, like, 52 things, which is basically every channel individually that we had before in a bundle.
Uh-huh.
And now you're like, ah, I'm getting screwed. This is cable. And that's what happens in subscription. And the only problem is, like, on the cable scenario, I'm just getting ripped off.
Right.
Which, whatever, that's life. On the other thing, I'm ripped off and I'm wasting tons of stuff. In this case, I literally could die. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I could be severely impacted health-wise.
That's one of the reasons that we kind of started in this. You know, as friends, we were just, you know, take walks together. We would discuss what was going on in our daily lives and what was happening in our offices. And the same thing kept coming up, which is that people were confused about vitamins. But we started to see that people were getting hurt by the vitamins and supplements they were taking. It's a highly unregulated industry. And there, we started seeing patients that were being admitted to the hospital for vitamin and supplement overdoses. And what was really interesting is that originally we thought it would be you know, young men, bodybuilders, protein shakes, drinks, things they were getting from the gym.
One, I mean, that is a fair assessment, let's be honest. Like, I don't want to be biased here, but it's like I go to a gym. I don't look like it, but I do go to a gym occasionally. And the meatheads up there, I do question like how they're still standing up.
Yes, exactly.
To be totally honest.
Exactly. But the people that were going to the emergency room and being admitted to the hospital was like your grandma. who was just trying to naturally, be a little healthier, have a little more energy, trying to do the right thing. And so we started seeing that there was this huge issue out there with safety. And that's really one of the things that prompted us to develop Vu Vitamin, which is that, one, we're not all the same. Yeah. So you don't need the same thing. So it really kind of fit into this niche of personalization. And the second part, I think, of what we do very well is that not only is the safety there, we really look at the evidence behind every vitamin and every supplement to say, why do you need this? Does it even have to be in that
vitamin? So I want to drill into that, and then I want to go through like a case study walkthrough of like, let's use this. I think that the biggest, I mean, there's a lot of values to what you're doing, but the one of the biggest ones is vitamins, FDA, and the whole nine yards, and the emergence of, I mean, we've always had D2C, direct to consumer, online, offline, billboards, whatever. It's never been scarier than it is today. And like, I now have a daughter. I never looked at things in a world of like mortality wasn't a word for me, and it still sort of isn't, but it kind of is like through somebody else's eyes it is. And I'm thinking to myself, like, if I had a kid who was a teenager, and let's say I was a teenager at the time, I wasn't a dummy, but like, if I got fed the right ad at the right time and it like spoke to me, I wouldn't do any research. I would just assume like Zuckerberg's got my best interest at heart. He wouldn't allow an ad to fly through here to take something that could be dangerous. Right. And there's like, I swear to God, there's a new pill every day.
Right. So we were finding the same thing even with, they're off the shelf at CVS and Target.
Oh, for sure.
There's all these,
GNC.
Yeah. I mean, there's lawsuits, against some of those companies for that reason. But yes, the safety in the supplement industry is a huge issue. And we were, as we started to explore this issue more and more as physicians, that was very much on our mind in terms of founding Vu Vitamin, because we realized that this industry is not regulated. There is nobody overseeing the manufacturing of these products. And not only are people making claims that are not true, they're putting ingredients into bottles that are not even listed on the bottle. And it's very scary when you can pull something off of the shelf at Walgreens and find that it does not contain what it says it contains. Yeah. And what it does contain could be very harmful. So as we, as physicians, researched the industry more, this was of primary concern. And, we realized that we were not comfortable recommending products to our patients that we couldn't stand behind the quality, the safety, the purity. So, when we started to make our own products at Vu Vitamin, we took extreme measures to make sure that, well, number one, we are registered with the FDA, and number two, that we have extreme levels of safety standards and
certifications.
Certifications behind that, and all of our ingredients are tested, and it's just a much higher level of production. But again, that stemmed from people not realizing that, number one, the products can be unsafe, but also they don't realize that even taking a good product in the wrong amounts can be unsafe.
Or mixed with another product that you just don't know what is. Like, that's a part of this I think is like crazy, is if you're the lucky person just got a placebo. Like, that's the lucky person. They got ripped off and they just got nothing.
Right.
Because they probably still thought it went well. I guess that's the placebo. The unlucky individual is the one who take something that ultimately is the equivalent of speed, because what is being solved for is you're feeling down and glum.
Yeah.
Right. And they have these random symptoms that they try to solve for by mixing a bunch of maybe natural, maybe not so natural chemicals that equate to speed. And then you're like, well, of course, everything's great. And you're on fire.
Exactly.
And that's not good.
Right.
We actually started blogging about this, and this ended up turning into our award-winning book called The Vitamin Solution to Doctors Clarify the Confusion About Vitamins in Your Health. And that's a lot of what we address in the book, is how to look at labels, how to keep your family safe, how to avoid these big claims, like you suggested, of if it says you're going to have amazing energy or incredible potency. There's something in there that you probably don't want to be taking.
I'll still take the weight loss one.
Yeah. Exactly. There's a role. There's a role for vitamins.
The early 2000s was like the drug of college, or the drug, I guess it kind of is, the vitamin supplement of those who are working out who are like of a certain age of college. It was like Ripped Fuel was like the thing. And I'm forgetting, it started with an A. There was whatever the chemical was, they made it illegal, and then
amphetamines.
Felt like it. I'm blanking on it. I'll notice as soon as the show is over. I'm gonna remember it.
Yeah.
But I just remember like being at the gym, and like I took that stuff occasionally. It was like I was tired and I was gonna do this and lift like a bonkers. And as soon as they took it out, it wasn't even the drug anymore. It wasn't even the vitamin. It did nothing, and everyone like kind of abandoned it. But then I remember a couple kids had died from taking too much of it, because their heart basically exploded. And I remember like numerous times I distinctly remember this, playing basketball after I had taken Rip Fuel for a lift that I was going to do. And like, oh, you guys want to play ball? Like, yeah, sure. So I'm running down the court. And I remember feeling so lightheaded that I was almost dazed and confused as I was walking down the court. Mm-hmm. And I just sort of like checked out and walked off and sat down. And they were like, no, that was like what a lot of these kids experienced before they fainted, in most cases had heart attack and died.
Bizarre.
And
I was it's so very scary. And unfortunately, not a lot really has been done to rectify that situation. So,
I would have done lot of research, but I would not have looked up that.
Right.
I wouldn't have found my way to that. I would have looked up like, what did other bros say about it?
You would have looked at the reviews.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's correct. That's the problem. So that's part of it, right? Is people are just talking to their friends or whoever about it. So they don't really know the science behind it. And they're also making assumptions then that what works for one person would work for another. And that's kind of why we feel so passionately about personalization and customization, because, you know, you probably don't need the same vitamins that I do. You know, I mean, we probably have different lifestyles, different diets, different everything. And so we should not all be taking the same thing. We should all be taking safe things, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But they're probably different things. And that's kind of where, you know, what led us down this path of custom, you know, daily all-in-one daily vitamins.
So going down, so ephedrine, is that possible?
That's one of the, definitely.
That was the one that they were like, I just remember like people coming up to me like, do you still have like the batch from like the month before? And I'm like, it is all you, buddy.
And you could get it in like cold medications at like truck stops.
I wasn't going to go down that one, but I never did that. I know people who did.
I know people who did it.
I just asking for a friend.
Yeah.
So walk me through how this works and as a use, because I feel like one of the biggest, I don't know, it's just a thought line that I have on this sort of industry is that we are going to need to have some centralization with how drugs and not just drugs, but vitamins and everything else and food in some cases are distributed to people who have certain dietary restrictions and certain whatever, because the world is, while it's good that we have democratized some things and globalized some things, it's also just absolutely devastatingly bad because people don't list that there's peanuts in these things. People don't list that there's a million things in this, and then we get it from anywhere.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's no trusted source. So if I were to decide I'm done with this and go into VU vitamins, what happens?
So it's actually what we've tried to do is really simplify this whole process, because after years and years of seeing patients who kept saying, well, I don't know what I should be taking. I walked into the vitamin aisle and I was so confused, I just left without taking anything. We realized that there is a problem and people truly don't know what they should be taking. So we decided that as physicians, we could create a system where we could tell you what you should be taking and actually give it to you in a single daily pill. So what our customers do is they go online to vuvitamin.com. They take a simple 7-8 minute survey that's, you know, fairly in depth about your diet, lifestyle, health habits, and, you know, any symptoms or medical conditions you may have. I'll even get into some medications you may be taking and potential things that can interact with certain vitamins.
Yep.
And then at the end of that process, you get served up a formulation of a daily vitamin. And it's actually two pills a day, but they're nice, small, easy to swallow pills that you can take to meet all your vitamin needs and to feel, you know, safe and confident and know that, you know, these are doctor created products that are really tailored to your individual needs.
And so once they do that, then they start getting delivered. And
you get a subscription. You know, it's just like any other online direct-to-consumer product.
And you guys are sourcing, like, how are you, what's the process like behind sourcing the vitamins?
So we have a manufacturer that you know, creates, that we have created the products with, yep, you know, with a group of biochemists. We've worked very hard. There are unique products. Nobody else makes them. And they're sourced with incredibly high quality raw ingredients. And they're in like a pharmaceutical grade environment where they're checked for purity and
so it's like full on end to end.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely. And they're manufactured in the United States, and they go through every ingredient to make sure that what's sourced is that's the only ingredient, nothing else, nothing more, that there's no contaminations. And then we are very proud of the fact that not only are we self-registered with the FDA, but we have something called GMP certification, which is Good Manufacturing Practices, which is an outside organization, actually comes into the manufacturer and double checks that everything on the bottle is labeled and what's in the bottle is on the label and vice versa, so that everything is incredibly pure and up to really high standards. And I think that's really important to remember and look for. If you're not going to buy a vitamin, you should definitely be looking for things like that, like GMP and USP certification on your vitamins.
That was going to be my next question. And this is like, what, for those who have not gone to VU yet but need to, what are some of the things that they should be looking to know whether or not they themselves are putting themselves in risk? Obviously, one of them is the GMA.
Right. I mean, looking for certification is important. But I think one of the important things to recognize is that people can get into trouble with vitamins, even if they are, like I said, good quality products that, you know, they're not full of ephedrine or anything
They're not meant to be taken one off the shelf where you choose what you take.
Right, exactly. I mean, things like, for example, vitamin D, which is, you know, a really important vitamin that we, you know, believe strongly in, and most Americans are deficient in vitamin D if they're not taking it. But there's a huge range of dosing with vitamin D, and you can get into trouble by taking too much. And we've seen this as doctors. We've seen patients end up in the ICU from vitamin D overdosing. Mm-hmm. And we've seen, you know, other various practitioners of, you know, naturopathic type practitioners and things prescribing exceedingly high doses that get people into trouble. So these are things that you know, we wouldn't expect you to know as an average person, and it's very hard to figure that out on your own. So that's you know, sort of part of our mission is to guide you to safe practices and getting proper dosing for your individual needs.
You don't want the hardcore granny ODing on vitamin
D. Right, exactly.
It's not a good look.
But, right. I think you know, could be you too.
No, if I took care of myself, which my wife has been pleading with me ever since we got married, even before that, she's like, you treat yourself so poorly. And I am guilty of this. I binge everything. I go into like modes of work where I'm just going to be insane at work for a while, and I don't eat well, I don't like do anything well, and then I just kind of hit a wall, and then I try to slowly rebuild that recovery. And I should be looking at vitamins and things. The only one that I want to avoid, do people really have to take fish oil? Is that a thing?
Fish oil is a thing. It's helpful for a lot of conditions. It doesn't mean you need to, but it's good for heart health. It's good for lowering cholesterol, triglycerides. It
keeps
can help
fish
people
oil.
Who are constipated. We actually work very hard on a formulation of fish oil that's actually the components of it, like the EPA, DHA combinations. That's actually vegan, so it's plant-based, so you don't get like those fishy burps from
I wasn't going to go there, but that was what I was going with.
It's
just terrible.
We know all the complaints.
Yeah, try it.
But what's really interesting...
I forget these are medical professionals. They can say anything.
Right, you say anything.
I mean, it's like that way, though. Like, I go to the doctor's office, and my wife is like, why is it that when you're out in public... Well, I'm guilty of this in public, too, of just being like... Pff. But she's like, why is it when we go to the doctor's office, you're just like using words? I'm like, I think it's because... This is the only opportunity where I can actually use like all the real words and all. Like she's like, you're such a weirdo, and it's like, and it's about an 8-month-old daughter, and it just got weird. But whatever, medical professionals
doesn't pay us.
What I think is really interesting though is that people like your wife are trying to get you to be healthier. What we're finding is a lot of people who are striving to be healthy are the ones that are vitamin deficient.
Oh, I totally believe that. Yeah.
So
almost all go to Whole Foods. Like if you just put an ad up in a Whole Foods aisle, I feel like you guys would have a $1 billion exit.
Yeah, right.
Probably to Amazon, which wouldn't be terrible.
And then the other thing that's interesting is that as Americans, I think we're excited about getting more, getting a deal. So in the vitamins, there's so many extra supplements in a standard multivitamin that actually is not necessary or could be harmful. Yeah. So one of the things we did was actually pull back on some of the standard supplements and a vitamin. For example, we're not vitamin A deficient in this country. And in fact, too much vitamin A is associated with osteoporosis or even cancer.
Yeah.
So we've taken it out of our vitamins. There's a couple other supplements that are ubiquitous in multivitamins like chromium, aluminum, and these metals sometimes are associated with dementia.
Yeah.
So we've taken out a lot of ingredients in a standard multivitamin, and we've added others in slightly in different personalized levels so that we can actually meet people's unique needs.
So I think that's an interesting thought on this in particular, is that people, I don't believe that people are thinking of their normal baseline. Mm-hmm. Like they forget that their diet and like whatever else they're getting counts.
Right. Absolutely. Right. For example, a great example of that is calcium, right? Yeah. You know, years back, doctors were recommending big doses of calcium supplements, especially for women. You need to build your bones, all this stuff. Turns out that most of us are getting a lot of calcium in our diet, and it turns out it's probably better for you to get most of it through your diet.
Yeah.
You can take a little bit through a supplement, but it's probably not so good for you to take huge amounts in a supplement because it may deposit in other places that you don't want it, like your blood vessels and things like that. So that's an example of an ingredient that we've like tended to pull back on. I mean, again, it depends on the individual, but most people don't need a huge calcium supplement. And, you know, huge source of confusion, though, because there's a lot of people out there running around saying, oh, I need to build my bones. I'm just going to take all this calcium.
Right. And I don't eat dairy. So
yeah, right. But it turns out that calcium's in a lot of food that's not dairy. So, but, you know, people don't know that.
Yeah, most people don't realize that the food they eat on a daily basis was made in some sort of like factory first.
Right.
Like,
well, and that's
unfortunately or
right.
fortunately, whatever.
It's good and it's bad. I mean, you know, it's part of the reason that we do see some vitamin deficiencies that we, you know, but it's also even the food that's grown, we see vitamin deficiencies related to that because unfortunately our soil has been demineralized.
Yeah.
And so the produce that used to be abundant in nutrients is much less so now.
Produce, this is not the show for this, but produce, if you go to the grocery store, I don't know what the hell is going on. It's brutal.
Yeah, like, right. Well, it's made to look, it's made to last. Yeah.
To travel.
Yeah.
It doesn't even look good.
Right,
I don't know.
Right,
like, I'll go into Mariano's or any of these, even Whole Foods, where it's like there are things that are good. My wife makes like salads and I make them for her. You're welcome, honey. salads and things for her lunch for the week. And I'm like, every time we do click to order, the produce is just garbage. And you walk in, like, oh, probably someone just grabbed whatever shit off the top. They didn't think. Then I go in, I'm like, this is all.
It was the best.
It was just all garbage. And it's like, there's more to that story. It's a separate podcast.
It no longer has taste.
Cucumbers.
Right. Well, they're all genetic engineered to last. I mean, that's basically what it is. It's to last.
That can't be good for you.
Yeah. No, it's not. So, but unfortunately, this has led to many of us being vitamin deficient, whether even if we eat a great diet, like a lot of us are just not getting the nutrients that we might have at one time.
Yeah. And I think we make assumptions as parents. Yeah. We make assumptions that like, I'm going to feed you what my mom gave me and grandma gave her. And it's like, well, not exactly. Grandma started on the farm. You're in Chicago.
Right, exactly. Mm. And I mean, and this again was another reason that we felt so compelled to, you know, on this mission was because we were seeing patients coming in routinely with vitamin deficiencies thinking that they had other medical problems. You know, Rami's an endocrinologist and she was having patients waiting, you know, 6 months to see her thinking that they had a thyroid condition because they were tired and their hair was thinning and their nails were cracking and, you know, a bunch of other things. And it would turn out that they were actually deficient in vitamins. And so that was, you know, it was kind of eye-opening to realize how many people were actually symptomatic from this and not realizing it because these were the people who weren't overdosing on vitamins. They were just so confused by the whole thing, they weren't taking anything.
Right.
I think wrapping this whole thing up, I honestly think I love the idea of a tailored sort of vitamin direct to. I think it fits in exactly with like where a lot of the just general health is going. It's a lot of it. I mean, even for myself, like the workouts that I do now actually just get fed to me by an app that somebody created that lets you like have a personal trainer who's in, I don't know, he's in Colorado. I don't know where the hell he is. And he sends me all these different things. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we are at a point now where I think having a very personalized but easy to manage lifestyle is kind of huge. So
right.
I think this is a really good idea.
And I think the key to that is easy to manage, because I think what you will find if you start looking is there are a lot of, you know, personalized solutions out there that are way too complicated and probably not actually that good for you. You know, there's a lot of
pill pack situations
where people are giving you handfuls of vitamins because they make money on every vitamin they sell you. So of course you know, you can fill out their survey and you're going to get 20 different pills recommended to you, because why not?
And if this gets rid of the gym weirdo, that's awesome. Because because I think we've all seen, and it's not just in the gym, everyone has that friend who's like a vitamin weirdo. They have like a little chemistry set and they're just like cooking. Like I had a kid I grew up with and his mom was like this, and I'd come over and she's like, you look like you need this. No, I don't need you to grind up any zinc for me. Not where I'm at. Where do people go to sign up for this, to learn about it, to follow you guys? Sounds like you got the book. Where do they get the book?
You can get the book anywhere that books are sold, including Amazon, Barnes & Noble, The Vitamin Solution, Two Doctors Clear the Confusion About Vitamins in Your Health. And then you can go to our website, vuvitamin.com, take our survey. Like I said, it takes only, you know, 7-8 minutes, and it's really simple, easy to navigate, and you'll get exactly the vitamins that you need. There's also a blog on our site that we do, you know, answer a lot of questions that patients and other people bring to us.
Sweet. So.
And a newsletter.
You got it all. Mm-hmm. You guys are a full-blown media company dishing out vitamins. Awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. Absolutely. If you've got any questions for me or for VU Vitamins, feel free to DM me on Twitter or Instagram at Technori or at Katoon. To invest in featured startups on the Startup Showcase live on WGN Radio's Saturdays from noon to 1, go to technori.com. Boom, that's a wrap.